world of the internets and even generating some bonus sales this week. It was very surprising, very nice. And I'd like to thank you all for that, for both helping to get them out, inspiring them to happen, you know, all the stuff, all of the love, because of course it's all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But now it's about the radio obituaries. And the initial radio obituary is for John Schroeder, the British pop and easy listening composer, also arranger, songwriter, and record producer. In 1961, he won a bunch of awards for co-writing Walking Back to Happiness. John Schroeder just passed away at 82. He's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Phoenix City. City.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Buck Hill, the American jazz tenor and soprano saxophonist. He started playing professionally in 1943, but continued to hold a day job as a mailman in D.C. for over 30 years. He played with Charlie Byrd in 58 and 59, and was only occasionally active in the 60s, but then he began recording extensively as a band leader in the 70s. Buck Hill just passed away at 90. He is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for William Powell. He was the author of The Anarchist Cookbook. It was a diagram and recipe-filled manifesto that was published. It was a diagram and recipe-filled publication. No, it was a diagram and recipe-filled manifesto published in 1971. Why was that so hard? Why? William Powell just passed away at 66. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I am an Antichrist. I am an anarchist. Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime, maybe.
The music is so slow. That's why I don't think that's why the kids don't dig it, I think.
It's communication time, folks.
Can you hear me?
How do you turn it on?
How do you do it? Oh, beautiful.
Can you hit that? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Just put yours up next to the thing.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I am speaking through a toy into a microphone. This is the media trip.
Over. I can hear you, but I can't hear you when I'm talking. Over.
You look as if you're eating a gun sandwich.
That's right. Well, we'll think of some use.
Very disconcerting to talk to someone.
I would like to inform you gentlemen at this particular juncture of peasant characteristics.
Marshal McLuhan, I got you covered.
This trip ain't big enough for both of us, Marshal.
Peasant characteristics include the following.
Pleasant?
Peasant. Peasants, as in peasants, as in you peasants, and similar expressions. Extreme suspicion. Ruthlessness. Unflinching puritanism.
You're
trying to hand off my gas station.
Fundamentalist religiosity.
Oh, what an unpeasant trait. God is a tree. God is all the trees. God is this tree, or I kill you ruthlessly.
Boy, you're much more of a peasant than I am. What happened to your flint, Yoni?
A dislike for politicians.
Yeah, the snifter is no good. Oh.
Cynicism about who wins in life.
Oh, yeah. the little schnocker won again.
Yeah.
This time, you know,
I could win any time I want to, but I don't want to.
A fear of anarchy.
Yeah.
A passion for order.
Yeah.
And a belief that honesty is best served by severity.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I think the only honest thing you can do with an anarchist is whip it.
Yeah.
Just like.
Might even enjoy it.
Should we tell the anarchist joke again?
The anarchist joke?
We do it once a year over the radio, Peter.
Yeah, well...
Now for Peter's joke.
All right, this is the anarchist joke. Well, the reason I want to tell this is that we're going to be coming up in about 45 minutes with a very special panel. So at 9 o'clock, I want you to be ready. And anarchy is going to be part of the subject because we're going to be talking about politics and dope. And about dope in general. Four very wonderful straight young men will be coming on this show and letting you know where it's all at. Anarchy. Well, the big thing about anarchy is that they called a huge meeting of the anarchists in St. Louis. And everyone who attended was kicked out of the club.
St. Louis, I understand, told you that joke.
That's right.
St. Louis did himself.
It was one of the oldest...
From the person who used to talk to the birds and then eat them.
To say, hi, Sam. Oh, how you doing?
He'd say, come here. And say things to him like, you're going to taste good.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Alan Holdsworth, the jazz fusion guitarist who, over the course of a 40-year-plus career, released 12 well-regarded albums, played on records by the likes of Jean-Luc Ponty, Soft Machine, Stanley Clarke, and others. He spent most of the late 60s and into the 70s playing in Prague and fusion bands while collaborating with many of the genre's best known and respected artists. Alan Holdsworth just passed away at 70, and we would like to thank our chairman of the board in the New York office, Sweet Joe Silver, for contributing to tonight's radio obituary, the cleanup radio obituary even, for Alan Holdsworth right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. on to the radio obituary for Cuba Gooding Sr., the American singer and actor. He was the lead singer of the soul group The Main Ingredient, most notable for their two biggest hits, Everybody Plays the Fool in 1972 and Just Don't Want to Be Lonely in 74. He went on to have a brief solo career on the Motown label in the late 70s and early 80s. Cuba Gooding Sr. was 72. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. And tonight's Weasel Radio Obituary is for Robert Peanut Johnson. He was the voice, one of the voices, for Bootsy Collins' Rubber Band and later Parliament Funkadelic. Robert Peanut Johnson just passed away at 70. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
up my guitar, baby, and some bump music. Oh, unless you're playing checkers, baby, and some bump music. Oh, baby, let me teach you some bump music. Oh, turn me on, baby.
Psychotic bump, baby.
let's see, where does that bring us to? Oh, that would be the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary tonight for Arthur Blythe, the American jazz alto saxophonist and composer. His instrumental voice had a vibrato and was within the post-bop subgenre of jazz. So there. Arthur Blythe just passed away at 76. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended just don't bother to stay in touch. Things that used to seem so splendid don't really matter today. It's just as well the world ended. It wasn't working anyway. Ever since the world ended, there's no more Bible Belt. Remember how we all pretended. It's just as well the world ended. We couldn't have taken much more.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Clem Curtis, the Trinidadian British singer who was the original lead vocalist of the 60s soul group The Foundations. Clem Curtis just passed away at 76. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Man, we are making some time here. The penultimate radio obituary is for Edward Grimes, the Louisville, Kentucky-based musician known for his work with classical-influenced post-rock outfit Rachels. Edward Grimes just passed away at 43. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary is for Rosie Hanlon, the lead singer in the San Diego band Rosie and the Originals. She was only 14 when she wrote and sang lead on the Originals' classic 1961 hit Angel Baby. The tune was inspired equally by a teenage crush she had at the time and by Earth Angel, the heart-wrenching doo-wop hit by the Penguins. Rosie Hanlon just passed away at 71. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You'll be true when you look at me. My heart beats fast. Oh.
And that just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank and the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Rosie Hamlin. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the archive. The program, not the concept. We'll be back here next week, of course, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action right here on Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.